I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
That's right. You got the show right. That's interesting.
But where is it?
Well, we're at the Gateway Film Center. That's where it always is. Come on.
Out in the theaters.
Out in the theaters,
and recently, playing a curmudgeonly husband who needs to...
Wait a second. You hit upon... curmudgeonly. I think I know who you're talking about, but go ahead.
And he's trying to work things out with his somewhat strong wife, but the curmudgeon...
Wait, a strong-willed wife?
Right, played by Meryl Streep.
Oh, no so, surprise.
Right, exactly.
And the curmudgeon has to be Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, boy, it is. He is the quintessential curmudgeon, and he has always played that, always will. And we know from the beginning, he went to Harvard. He was an English major, so it's kind of a...
He went to Yale. He was Al Gore's roommate in Yale.
At Harvard.
Was it Harvard?
Yeah.
Didn't Al Gore go to Yale?
Well, he might have, but undergrads, they were...
I'm going to Google this.
It's okay.
I'm going to Google it right now.
All right, go ahead. He read the nominating speech for Gore in the year 2000 for president. Not only is he well-connected, but in Hollywood, the man has made a raft of films, and all of them reflecting what I think to be his strong individualistic personality.
Well, listen, before you get started, this is the magic of technology.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones went to Yale. Oh, wait. Which featured a memorable and literally last-minute Harvard 16-point comeback tied to Yale. Hold on for a second. Where did this guy go to school?
Look at you. You are just...
Okay. He went. I admit he was wrong. The magic of technology, John, saves you. I Googled it, and he went to Harvard. You're right. There's something about him that prevented him from becoming a leading man.
And what would that be?
Probably his face.
He's got one of the greatest faces in film.
If I had to guess,
it's ruined.
That's what immediately sort of sidelines him into the character roles.
Yes, it does.
Everybody knew that this guy had the talent to be a leading man. He certainly could command the camera and hold the screen hostage, you know, but his face just kind of undermined him.
And then in 1993, The Fugitive, he played Sam Girard, and so he's
and
on his way.
No, yeah. That was the moment that Tommy Lee Jones became the caliber of a character actor that Gene Hackman was. But The Fugitive is a key career moment for him. It changes everything. It's where the mainstream audience embraces that curmudgeonly attitude.
And picking up on that, in 1994, he plays Ty Cobb. So he's beginning to get the roles that will carry the film.
Everybody was expecting Tommy Lee Jones. That was going to be his Oscar movie. So it didn't pan out that way.
He slipped back into roles that were memorable for him. For instance, playing Two-Face in 1995.
You
Batman
think that's
Forever.
Memorable?
Playing Harvey Dent, meaning that people might think of him when they look at the new Harvey Dent.
Nobody thought that. Everybody had put that movie effectively out of their memory.
The movie.
Banks.
But
here's one thing that Tommy Lee Jones isn't demonstratively funny.
Here is what he says. I do not have a sense of humor of any recognizable sort.
You know what? He said that?
Yes.
That is, I admire a guy with that kind of... You know, insight into himself. He is not a funny guy.
I know.
He is not funny.
Well, not to worry, because in 1997, he starts Men in Black, which brings him up to this year playing Men in Black, where he's making $20 million. When in 2005, he directed and starred in The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada.
It was a low-key contemporary Western, very well done, and that leads me to one of his last great roles, which was another contemporary Western, No Country for Old Men.
Oh, boy. He was so good in that. Tired cop going face-to-face with Javier Bardem just an unbelievably difficult, tough killer. What a wonderful role, playing that world-weary. He does it so well.
Yeah, his face at this point, you know, it's interesting that face, which sort of held him back from becoming a leading man, now does so much of his work for him. Do you get the impression this guy's a bit smug and self-important?
Sure, when he looks at one of his several ranches and his award-winning horses and realizes that he's a millionaire multi times over with a mug like that. He's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to tell him apart from his own horses, I understand.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the show online at wcbe.org.